After the commodities crash sharply reduced revenue, the government in Papua New Guinea instituted deep budget cuts earlier this year. Several provinces complained, none more than Bougainville, which remains restive nearly 15 years after peace was agreed. President Moma says PNG is $33 million behind. When Prime Minister Peter O'Neill replied that Bougainville receives more than any other province, President Moma declared he was quite wrong. This is the kind of treatment they want to dish out to Bougainville, he told Radio New Zealand International. The people will not accept this. Under the peace agreement, Bougainville will hold a plebiscite on independence within 5 years. The war in the neighboring Solomon Islands ended with the Townsville Accords in 2000. Fighters from the Malaysian Eagle Force and the Isitabu Freedom Movement surrendered their weapons and accepted repatriation to their home villages in return for amnesty. They were also promised a rehabilitation fund 15 years down the road. This week, the government in Honiara sent an initial payment of $375,000 to the Post-Conflict Rehabilitation and Restoration Association. Also this month, 70 graduates of the Solomon Islands Police Academy joined a force rebuilt after the war with the help of police officers from around the Pacific. The last 17 members of a peacekeeping mission, once 1,000 strong, are scheduled to withdraw in about 18 months. For Hawaii Public Radio, this is Neil Conan with the Pacific News Minute.